This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Venezuelans woke up this morning to a revolution of sorts, or maybe a counter-revolution, to be completely accurate about it. In elections yesterday, the main opposition party won most of the seats in the National Assembly. Socialist President Nicolas Maduro, handpicked for the job, remember, by President Hugo Chavez before he died, has said he has accepted the results, but he is not happy about it at all. The BBC's Daniel Pardo is in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. Daniel, good to speak with you.
Thanks for having me.
President Maduro said today that he would accept the results of this election, but he did blame something he called the economic war against him. That's a quote from him. What do you suppose he meant by that?
Well, he's repeating the argument that he's been saying along the years to justify the economic crisis that Venezuelans are living. He says that there's a conspiracy between the United States, the far right in this country, but also in Colombia and other countries that want to topple Maduro and topple the revolution in order to get the oil that this country has in their hands. So he's just repeating an argument that we know that most Venezuelans show that they don't believe.
All right, so compare and contrast that with the reality of falling oil prices, which is a lot of what has happened to the Venezuelan economy, right?
Well, it is a lot, but it's not the main thing. Most economists here in Venezuela, what they say is that the reason for this crisis has to do with the model, the socialist model that this government has put in place in the economy. Today, Venezuelans are living with a critical situation in which they lose most of their money every day in a high inflation world that is crazy and it's full of distortions.
All the subsidies then that the Chavez and Maduro governments gave on virtually everything. I mean, gas, I've read at the pump, costs a penny or less a gallon. All of that didn't sway the population.
Most people in Venezuela do want that model to stay. Venezuelans are very used to subsidies. Many people were saying yesterday that se acabó la regaladera, meaning the giving away from the government has ended. But I don't think that's going to end. It is a population that it's used to subsidies. It's a population that like to have TVs for free, which is the main reason why Chavez was so popular and was able to reelect himself indefinitely and has been popular in the last 17 years. Even the opposition is saying that they actually have to just rethink the way that the Venezuelan people live from the government. But it's very unlikely that that's going to change.
So when you go out and you go to a supermarket, or if you go to, I don't know, a cafe or a restaurant, what will the conversation be tomorrow morning?
Venezuela is a very politicized country. It's been always about politics since I got here 2 years ago. They talk about politics all the day. And when they start a conversation about, I don't know, baseball or health, it ends up in politics. So this time, tomorrow morning, we'll have a conversation that is filled with hope of change. But it's something that they've been talking about for ages. And it doesn't seem that it's going to end. Like, I feel that Venezuelans are addicted to politics, and I don't think that's going to change in the meantime because the opposition is always responding as well to that scenario, to that way of seeing life.
Daniel Pardo, the BBC's correspondent in Caracas. Daniel, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, guys.